In John chapter 16, we see a promise about how Christ has overcome the world. But what does that look like in our lives? How do we walk in peace because of that fact? Let's talk about that today on the Good Morning Devotional Podcast. Hello and welcome to the Good Morning Devotional Podcast. I'm Dallas, your host. Thank you so much for taking time to listen to this podcast wherever you're at, whether you're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor, Spotify, wherever it is. Thank you. Thank you for taking time to be part of this community. Today's devotion, we're coming out of John chapter 16, verse 33, which says this: I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. This is a promise that Jesus is leaving for his disciples. I know there's a conversation that's taking place about how, you know, people are taking promises that are meant for a time of place and it's not necessarily meant for everyone else. But this is one of those ones that does apply to us as disciples of Jesus. Yes, he's speaking to a very specific situation, but there's some stuff that comes alive for us today. You see, in context, Jesus is preparing his disciples for when he leaves, for whenever he is crucified, resurrected, and then ascended. And he's talking about how when he leaves that there will be the promised one, the Holy Spirit, that's going to come upon them, and he will do all these things for them. He's talking about how there's going to be some terrible times, but that in that sorrow, there will be joy. And he talks about how he has overcome the world. In our actual promise in verse 33, he says that in the world, you will have tribulation. And he's warning his disciples, look, things are going to get terrible. They're going to be rough, all right? I am not one of those prosperity gospel individuals where everything's going to be sunshine and rainbows. Life sucks sometimes, guys. It is. It's a terrible thing sometimes. And we've been warned about this. However, look at the words. I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. Going down. Take heart. I have overcome the world. Those two things are connected in a very big way. We have peace because we have confidence, understanding that Jesus has overcome the world. I related to this to somebody earlier, and we've all been there. Maybe you haven't. But, you know, you have the schoolyard bully situation where there is someone or something that's standing in the way, and they're just, it's hard. They're making your life difficult. But then you have your big brother. Or maybe it's your dad or a father figure who steps in, who goes, no, we're going to walk this out together. And I'm going to be your guard. I'm going to one who's going to take care of this situation right here. And when you walk into that situation, there's a sense of peace that comes about. Some of us, we get a little bold. We're like, what? What you going to do? But there's peace because there's the understanding there's someone bigger than you who cares about you, who's going to back you up. In Jesus, we can have peace. If we lean into him, if we trust in his word, we can have peace no matter the difficult situation we may be walking into. I don't know what you're going through today. I don't know if maybe you're dealing with situations with family members. Maybe it's a situation with your job. Whatever it is, know this. You can have peace as you lean into Jesus and trust him. Doesn't mean it won't be difficult. Doesn't mean there won't be hard things. But it does mean that as you walk with him, there's a peace knowing he's going to take care of you. Hey, thank you so much for taking time to listen to this podcast. Hope it's encouraged you, challenged you. And, you know, I want to pray with you. If I can encourage you, reach out to me. You can find me on my personal social medias, on Instagram and Twitter. Just look for Sirix Roam, SirixRoam. You can also find me on main ministry, Geek Devotions. Just look for Geek Devotions on pretty much all social media platforms. And most recently, we have a website for this podcast, goodmorningdevotionalpodcast.wordpress.com, where you can find more devotions that were designed to encourage you. And they're actually written out devotions. And sometimes they're a little bit different than what we say here on the podcast. Finally, I want to invite you guys to leave a review of this podcast on either Apple Podcasts or Podchaser. It just helps get the word out and lets people know what's happening here. Until next time. Have a great day.